All right, back at Lakeview Arena, it's our second intermission here as the playoffs continue. The Eskimos skate with the Marquette Redmen today. Player spotlight is the assistant captain of the Eskimos, Spencer Bordo. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good, Jack. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. It's playoffs, man.
This time of the year.
Yeah. You know, and this really is what you fought for, what everybody fought for so long when Whitmer had things shut down, right? This is the moment.
Couldn't get any better than this.
Well, I'm going to ask you a couple of the questions I asked Kolich in the first intermission, and that is, you know, it's hard when you're losing and losing, getting mercied. You go to the Copper Country for, you know, 3-hour drive there, 3-hour drive back, and you play 49 minutes because you get mercied 8-0. You know, how did you keep yourself from getting just so depressed that it just give up?
I mean, yeah, once one person gets down on themselves, they start yelling at everyone else, arguing and stuff. You just got to keep everyone positive. I mean, you have good games and bad games, and obviously we've got a couple bad games this year, but we've also had a lot of good games where we gelled really good together. So you just got to stay positive throughout it all.
I mean, I guess it'd be nice not to have all the good teams right in a row at once, but I guess it did get you tougher for when you play the weaker teams at the second half of the season, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. There's a lot of tough teams up in the Copper Country. We played them all right away, and it's tough losing, but at the end of the day, you're getting better just from playing them. So,
when you walk into here, how do you feel when you walk into this rink?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie, it's probably one of my most favorite rinks. It's really big. Marquette, they're always tough to play against, so, I mean, it's going to be a good playoff game, hopefully.
And then, the Hockeyville thing. You look around, and, I mean, you remember that night when Buffalo and Carolina played here. I don't think you were here.
No, I wasn't here, but, yeah, I definitely remember it.
And you look around, you still see the, you know, all the stuff from that. I mean, how do you feel about that hockey, as a hockey player?
Honestly, it feels really good. I mean, to say that we skate on the same ice as a couple NHL players, I mean, not a lot of people can say that, so.
No, and you did it twice because you did it in Calumet too, right?
Yep, there too.
So you've played through a ton of injuries this year. How you doing right now?
I've been sore pretty much the whole year. So.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've had the knee.
Yeah, knee, elbow.
Yep.
It's tough, but, I mean, it's definitely doable. I mean, I'm not just going to quit because a couple injuries. I want to keep playing through it, so.
I will ask you, is it difficult doing that when we're playing double headers?
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah, it's not easy at all. Even after a period, it just gets sore. But, I mean, once I get on the ice, I'm not really thinking about it.
Now, it might be this time around that you put by the time this interview airs, that you've put the puck in the net. You've had so many chances, and they haven't gone for you. You got to try to keep from getting too frustrated, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've had plenty of chances, just along with a lot of kids on the team. I mean, we've all had plenty of chances where we need to capitalize, and this game is going to be huge on capitalizing on all our chances. This is a game we really need to do it.
Well, you know they don't give up much, right?
No, not at all. They got two solid goalies coming out of here, too, so.
Yeah. But what have you done to prepare yourself for this game? I realize we played Kingsford, and you knew that they were the first opponent, and you didn't want to look past them, but nobody was going to – it's not a secret that this was going to be us and Marquette.
No, yeah, I've been laying low all week, eating good, getting a little bit of exercise in. But, yeah, really been laying low.
Well,
preparing for it.
So let me ask you now, this as a leader on this team, how do you feel things have gone? You probably heard me ask Kolich about the fact that guys have stayed out of trouble. We haven't had Corona shut us down. And that's part of that's luck, right? Because our opponents haven't had Corona. Therefore,
helps us too,
that helps us. But you also haven't had any Corona. So, how do you feel about that part where you guys have made it this far?
Yeah, I mean, just like Kolich said, we've all been staying in small groups, just hanging out with each other, not going out, doing much. But, yeah, I mean, we've definitely gelled together a lot more than any of the past years, I think, with this team. I mean, we had a lot of young guys, and it's going to be good coming up, so.
You know, and that shows some good leadership, I think, on your part and Nick's part, because you've got kids from Gladstone, you got a kid from Manistique, you got a kid from Menominee, you know, so it's not like they're all Escanaba kids. It's, you know, you've had to pull together a team from quite a few different areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that, like Colby, coming an hour from Manistique, hour to Escanaba, and then back every day, even on the late night bus trips getting home. I mean, he's driving home from Manistique. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of kids who really are dedicated, and it shows just the way that they're coming along. So,
So now that we're getting to the end of the season, what's the plan for you other than spring break?
Hopefully looking to get into the trades, not with the college route. Can't really handle high school, but I mean, I've been staying up to date with it. So yeah, hopefully something with the trades, electrician, HVAC, something like that.
Oh, come on. You don't want to do 5-6 more years of school? I mean,
big no for me.
But is there something you like doing, like fixing cars or, you know, I don't know, construction?
Yeah, I mean, I take 2 hours of construction each day and building stuff in there. I really enjoy it more than going into the classroom and sitting in a desk for 6 hours. I mean, construction really helps me get up, get moving, just enjoy the day.
But you're so good at that stuff on the laptop.
Yeah, I know. Not at all.
All right, Jug, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening, man.
Brett McDonough, Jaden Yerville, my mom, my dad, grandma, grandpa, and, yeah, everyone who's going to be listening are showing up tonight to support. So.
All right, well, best of luck to you, man.
Also, yeah, give a shout-out to you for doing all the games, too. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks, bro.
All right.
All right, Spencer Bordeaux, everybody, assistant captain of the Eskimos in our second intermission. More coming up from Lakeview Arena after these words on the Eskimo Hockey Network.